The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. The Muskie Expo and their new location on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 7th to the 9th, muskieexpo.com. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And if you haven't listened to us before, I hope you pull up a chair, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's have some fun today. But boy, let me tell you, we've got a great weekend planned. We've got a great show planned for you. This weekend, we're out at the Muskie Expo going on at the Kane County Fairgrounds. That's right, in St. Charles. It's basically North Avenue and Randall Road. This is just about 2.5 miles further west. It's not far. Hit Randall Road, make a left, make a quick right, and you're right in the parking lot. Can't go wrong with that. But on this week's program, we're going to have our good buddy Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine. He will be at the Muskie Show along with us, and he's going to be talking to you about a lot of different things if you want to stop up to him. But he's going to have his couple of boats to show you. But if you have questions about maybe you have a boat, you want to get rid of it, or you're looking to repower, Wayne's there to answer all of your questions. Then Marianne Husky, a true walleye professional angler, she is phenomenal. Oh my gosh. She's going to be making an appearance next weekend at the Northern Illinois Sports Show at the Lake County Fairgrounds. And she'll be doing some seminars and, you know, meet and greets and just talking to people. So I'm pretty excited about her being out there. And then Perry Young of Young's Wilderness Camp. They're a Canadian lodge coming to the Muskie Show, and they're going to be talking about their great lodge, and it's not a huge lodge. And we're going to find out more from them exactly how many people can come up. It's a little bit more friendlier, a little bit more relaxed. I think you're going to probably gain 10 pounds because his wife, Carol, cooks like you would not believe. And you know what? It's that special Canadian trip, whether you're at a family-run lodge with great fishing, all on an island, so you're surrounded by the Lake of the Woods, perfect for a group of guys, families, or just a couple wanting to get out and relax. Cannot go wrong with any of that. Okay, who do we have on the phone? Mr. Wayne Libera, how are you?
Good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
Buddy, I'm excited. One of the few shows that are happening in the Chicagoland area, the Muskie Show is this weekend, and Waterworks Marine is going to be there, as well as myself and, some other great, boots and stuff like that. But you're going to have a couple of boats there, aren't you?
Woohoo! 2 years, I'm in boat show withdrawal. So it's been 2 years since we've been in a show. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be in that new venue in Kane County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I have never been at that facility, but here it's real nice. And it should accommodate the show real well. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to have a few boats there. And we're going to just do a lot of meeting and greeting. I think a lot of guys are ready to get out and about, and they want to come out and see the new boats. You know, you can't come into a boat dealer showroom and see many boats nowadays, so you got to hit the shows and see what you can see.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the show is going to be, you know, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Kane County Fairgrounds. And if you're going, where is that? It's real simple. You remember going to the Muskie show for the last, I don't know, 10 years?
Yeah.
That is
down the road, right?
It's just about 3 miles further west at North Avenue and Randall Road. And make a left, make a quick right, and you're there. That's all it is. It's that can be easy to find. But someone can talk to you about... you know, if they're looking, you know, at a boat or not, or if they're thinking about, they can talk to you about purchasing a boat just to get their knowledge, because they may not understand what they're trying to do, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there are so many different kinds of boats, Chauncey. You have musky boats, you have walleye boats, you have bass boats, you have multi-species boats, and that sort of thing. And in our market, we are such a multi-species market to fish. It's getting a lot of feedback from the customers, really. How many people are they putting in the boat? Are they fishing two or three adult men, or are they going out with their grandkids? Do they want a bobber fish, or do they want tournament fish? And we really can, based on that information, we can really direct them into the right product.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what's going on this year, you know, we have a lot of boats. We don't have very many boats sitting on our inventory right now. We should have, this time of year, 75, 80 boats in stock. Chauncey, we've got 10.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of boats coming in. Everybody can go to our website, see all the different models that are coming in, the equipment list, colors, et cetera, and pick out an incoming boat. And that's kind of the way boats are purchased today. We might resort back to the old business model of having a showroom full at some point when the supply chains get solved. But right now, you buy off of dealers' incoming inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's done today.
Oh, yeah. And because of that, you know, it's not your selection's not limited. It's just that this is what you're looking at. I hate to say it, you don't go to an auto dealer anymore and say, hey, I want a car with this, this, and this, and this. Remember how we used to do that back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the selection is not really limited. It's just that finding the boat that's optioned out the way you want,
mm-hmm.
Colors and equipment and that sort of thing. We tend to bring in our boats very, very well equipped. But to me, a loan buyer is going to buy a loaded up boat, because most loan buyers are second, third time boat owners.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what they want. But it's just getting out in the marketplace and finding which dealer has a boat that's going to most suit your needs. You may not get the exact color you want, but that's not the end of the world. The fish don't care.
Yeah, the fish don't care. But, you know, some people may have a boat. Well, here's the other flip side of the coin. Some people may have a boat and they haven't used it for a year or two or whatever, and maybe I don't want to say this because we're all getting up there, but they're up in age and they don't want the hassle of the boat anymore. You're looking to purchase boats from people, used boats, right?
Oh, sure. We do that all the time, Chauncey. And right now, it is amazing what used boats are worth. We had sold a fella 2016 Lund, 16 Fury, a few years back, and he just brought it in for us to sell, and it's actually sold for $200 less than he paid in 2016.
What?
Yeah, it just, the inflation is really kind of driving the used boat market. So guys that are out there that aren't using their boats anymore, they're thinking of getting rid of it. Now this is the opportunity, whether you bring it to me and we buy it from you, or sell it on your behalf on a mm-hmm. brokerage arrangement,
yeah.
Or, you know, you sell it to your friend, neighbor, or, you know, somebody on the street. Right now, used boats are going for, you know, pretty top dollar.
You know what? I would rather just bring it to you, sell it on a brokerage arrangement, because, you know, I don't have to hassle with that. You know, you take care of it all.
Yeah, strangers come into your house. Sometimes that could be an issue, right. So...
And the last thing I want to ask you, Wayne, is people are going to be coming to the Muskie show, and, you know, they can ask you all kinds of different questions about, you know, boats and, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, reselling. But what about, you know, my engine might be going instead of going, what about repowering? Is that a smart thing to do?
Yes. You know, we are a Mercury repower dealer, factory authorized repower dealer. So we can certainly accommodate that. And depending on the horsepower, it might delivery on a motor might be 3 weeks to 3 months, because again, that's a supply chain issue. But we suggest to everybody, if they're going to repower, get that deposit on a motor, because the manufacturers do prioritize pre-solds. So once that engine is pre-sold, they're put on a priority list to get it.
Oh.
But yeah, if you got a motor that's you don't think it's running right, you bring it in, we check it out, we do a leak down test, we do a compression test. We put it through a series of tests to make sure that the motor isn't, you know, really repairable versus replaceable. Because a lot of times, you know, these motors, they can be fixed. So that's the other alternative. It's not always about repower. Sometimes we just need to tweak it a little bit and mm-hmm. get it back on board. So as long as that compression is good and that leak down test is good, normally that motor is still a good motor.
That's cool. Okay, so everybody, Wayne is going to be at the Muskie Show at the King County Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Make sure you come on out and see them. Ask him questions about, you know, whether it's, you know, replacing a boat, you know, buying your first boat, looking at, you know, maybe a different line of boat, because, you know, there's low boats, there's, you know, other, maybe a pontoon boat you're looking for, whatever. You know, you could talk to Wayne about this, or repowering, or having some service done. Wayne is the guy to talk to. I'm telling you right now, don't even bother picking up the phone. You only need to dial one number, 708-798-9700. Is that right?
You got it, Chauncey. Go to our website, waterworks.com. Check out our inventory.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Wayne.
Hey, I appreciate it. We'll see all you guys over the weekend.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. Your muskie and walleye trip of a lifetime is waiting for you with Whopper Stopper Guide Service, and it's close to home. Only a few hours away, and you're fishing with the number one muskie and walleye charter captain, Matt Firestein. In April and May, Captain Matt will put you in the middle of the world's famous walleye run, with millions of walleye in the Detroit River from 3 pounds to over 10. Then in June through mid-December, those Lake St. Clair muskie that stories are written about will test your skills, and the fish of a lifetime will be yours with Captain Matt. Stop in and see him at the Chicagoland Muskie Expo January 7th to the 9th at the Kane County Fairgrounds, or the Northern Illinois Sports Show January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Go to WhopperStopperMuskieCharters.com or call him at 610-999-7171. Tell him Chauncey sent you.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yep, the phone is ringing. We must have a special guest. Oh, it is. It's Marianne Husky. How are you, Marianne?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. It's so long. I should be tarred and feathered since it's so long since I talked to you. I very much apologize for that. And I'm pretty excited. Next weekend, you're going to be at the Lake County Outdoor Show, aren't you?
I am. I'm really excited to head a little south of the Green Bay area. And, you know, it's the first of the year, 2022 is upon us, and it's time to talk some fishing. It's show season.
I know. It's show season. And I want people to realize that, you know, they can come and talk to you about walleye fishing. And, you know, because, yes, you're a tournament fisherman, but you have the passion to fish.
Which, oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing is, you know, you could talk to Marianne. You could learn from Marianne. And, you know, guys, you know what? Just don't worry. Go up to her and ask her any question about fishing because, you know what? My mother taught me how to fish. So, and I'm telling you, women can outfish a lot of us guys head over hands, you know? And it's just that Marianne has successfully been a walleye pro angler for, well, she started when she was 4, didn't you?
I was pretty young, around there, 4 or 5 years old, yeah.
But, you know, at the show, you're going to be doing some seminars, I think?
I am. I'm going to be doing some seminars. I'm going to be doing a meet and greet. And also, there's going to be a panel of experts that the fans or, you know, guests, whoever is going to be there, can ask all of us different types of questions, whether it's about tournament angling, how to get started, some of the highlights of our careers, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, my God. If I said, let's talk about your highlights of your career, we would be here for a week.
yeah. I've had a very good run, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh, God. Yes, you have. And, you know, but, you know, this is where people, you know, and I want women who love fishing to come to these seminars and the meet and greet because they need to see, you know, another woman that's doing successful at it. And I think that's highly important.
I mean, women, kids, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter who. But, I mean, I especially want the women to realize that this is not just for the boys. This is for you. And you could probably outfish the boys, but that's another subject. this last year, you know, 2 years with the COVID, man, that must have been rough on the whole walleye tournament circuit, hasn't it?
You know, 2021 wasn't too bad for us. I fished the head-to-head pro side in 2021, which was really exciting. Back in 2020, it was much more difficult. I did fish head-to-head that year also. They did not have a pro level at that time.
Mm-hmm.
However, so the head-to-head events for walleye were restricted to the state of Wisconsin. 2021, we were throughout the Midwest, which was really exciting. But, you know, with a group of 32 pros and only 32 are fishing that event, it wasn't really too bad.
Okay. What are some of your favorite walleye waters in Wisconsin?
Well, I live on the Bay of Green Bay, so that's obviously going to be one of my number one picks. And for those people who have listened to me in the past, everyone knows I'm not a big fan of Winnebago. however, I have fished a lot of tournaments on Winnebago. So it's a good fishery, smaller inland body of water, and I was raised on the Great Lakes. So I do prefer the larger bodies of water. I'd prefer that I can't see the opposite side of the lake, to be honest.
Okay.
So that would definitely be in my top two, just because of the Great Lakes and then mm-hmm. the closer proximity.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, some of my other favorite bodies of water would be in South Dakota, which would be the Missouri River.
Ooh.
Or Lake Oahe. Everyone knows, well, and even if they don't know, my least favorite is the Mississippi River, and that's actually where I won the event this year, so, which was a little on the strange side. The one place I don't like to go, I wind up winning.
Now, you may have to change your preference there on it.
Yeah, I might have to do something a little different. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as I'm out on the boat, I'm having a good time and I'm happy.
Yeah. Now, when you're at the Lake County Show, when you're doing it, which is at the Lake County Fairgrounds next weekend, next weekend is the Lake County Show. You're going to be covering multiple techniques. You're going to be covering trolling and jigging, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And there's a couple things that I'm really going to focus on. I'm going to talk about the reality of fishing for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, 99% of the population works Monday through Friday, and they're very limited on time. Life is busy. People have children. They have activities, whether it's soccer, t-ball, baseball. And sometimes, guys or gals, it doesn't matter. You may only get a few hours in the day. You've got to get out and fish in the morning because you got to get back home with your significant other and go attend some of the kids' events. So I'm going to talk about what I did on the head-to-head fishing events in the 5 hours mm-hmm. and how to put it together in a short amount of time. Because, hey, like I said, life is busy. How do you get out and how do you catch fish with not a lot of time? I usually talk about electronics, which I'll hit some of that stuff with the Garmin, the Panoptix, and the changes over time. And I do also really want to talk about artificial bait. Everybody thinks that you got to have live bait to outfish everyone, and it's not necessarily always the case. So we'll talk about some techniques and the changes that I believe are coming down the pipeline.
Mm. You may see me in the front row.
Okay. And you know, there is on Sunday for the show at 2:30 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a walleye panel with myself and some other really great anglers, including Scott Allen, who's also from the Green Bay area. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too, for everybody. There's a meet and greet that I will be doing, a private discussion on Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1:30 p.m.
Cool. And once again, this is at the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show in Lake County. It's at the Lake County Fairgrounds. It's in Grays Lake. It's easy to find. Just go on your Google, type in Lake County Fairgrounds, and you're going to see it. Or just type in the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, and you'll get more information about it and with pricing and hours and different things like that. I mean, this is just going to be really, I think, a good seminar because there's a lot of people who like to fish for muskies, and a lot of people fish for bass and catfish and all those other things. But when you talk Midwest, when they're going to Canada, they're looking for walleye. Most of them are, I should say. When you're fishing the Green Bay, they're either smallmouth or walleye, you know. I mean, that's what there's. And when they're fishing rivers, they want to get those walleye. So there's a huge number of walleye fishermen that, you know, are out there. And
you can all
come to the Northern Illinois Show and learn from a walleye pro.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being down there. And you know, it doesn't just have to be about presentation or fishing. We can talk boats. We can talk motors. We can talk, if you have a family and you want to know what the best boat is for your area
mm-hmm.
that works for you and your family, not only for fishing, but also for boating. You know, people are looking for things that are a little bit more, boats that are a little bit more versatile nowadays.
Yeah, I was just going to say
family orientated.
Yeah.
Can talk that as well. I'm really open for discussion on anything.
Yeah, and you run a Mercury, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. I run a Mercury 400 Verado and a Lund 2175 Pro.
Ooh. That's like a heavy Chevy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That boat can get up and go. There's no doubt.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That sounds so cool. And once again, everyone, we're talking with Marianne Husky, a great Midwest walleye professional angler, champion. The list goes on and on and on. And, you know, you've seen her on TV, on articles and different things. And she's going to be at that Northern Illinois show, which is a lot of people just call it the Lake County show, at Gray's Lake in the fairgrounds. I mean, this is going to be the place to go to learn from her. And I want everybody to come on out, have some fun, and enjoy it, because it's going to be great. What time was your seminar again?
Well, there's a couple different things I have going on. I've got a 6 p.m. on Saturday and a 1:30 p.m. excuse me, on Sunday. That is a meet and greet, mm-hmm. a private discussion with me. There is limited seats for that. Then we're doing a pro panel with quite a few of us at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun also.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I look so much forward to seeing you next weekend.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you as well.
Yeah, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hi, everyone. Chauncey here. Remember to come to the new location for the Muskie Expo January 7th, 8th, and 9th in 2022 at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles. See you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, everyone. Chauncey here. Remember to come to the new location for the Muskie Expo January 7th, 8th, and 9th in 2022 at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles. See you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shad Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year. And here we
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first, I better finish off a case I chase.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we are on the phone with a fine gentleman. You've seen him at the sports shows, and you're going to see him this weekend at the Muskie Show. And we've got Perry from Young's Wilderness Camp. Perry, how are you?
I'm fine, Chauncey. How are you?
You know, plugging along, you know, trying to figure out how much fun we're going to have this, you know, today at the sports show on Saturday and Sunday, and then, well, actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But, you know, you're one of the Canadian lodges that have come down for this show, and I'm really excited about you being there. First of all, you are a family-run operation. I'm not going to say how long, because you ain't that old.
Well, I've been there 30 years, John. 30 good years. And mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to this sports show. You know, they've been canceled all last year. And, you know, everybody's really kind of pent up. And I think we're going to have a really good crowd. People want to come out. They want to get out. And that sports show, that Muskie show, sure draws a lot of traffic.
Oh, it does. It draws a lot of traffic. And the interest, and even if you're not a muskie fisherman, still come out to that show, because this is a show where you could talk to Perry and Carol from Young's Wilderness Camp. But what I love about this camp, and I really mean this, it's like, it's not one of those huge, big conglomerate camps. This is a nice, tight, small camp. You handle about 40, 50 people a week, right?
No, actually, about 25 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have 40 beds, but, you know, we keep it around 25 people, somewhere in there, 25 to 30. Mm-hmm. And that keeps us 10, 12 staff hopping.
Yeah, I bet you it does. But see, having it for 25 people, if I'm going up there, I'm getting that true Young Wilderness Camp attention.
Exactly. And, you know, we strive to be top shelf. And mm-hmm. The staff that we have, you know, the staff ratio to people is like probably 2 to 1, 2.5 to 1. So, yeah, we take care of people. That's our main goal, is to make sure our guests are happy and, you know, well-informed on the lake, the food, the cabins, everything's top shelf.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things. I mean, if you go on to youngswildernesscamp.com and see, you got videos of each of the cabins that you have there. You also have videos of this unbelievable flipping fishing in your front door.
Yeah. You know, the camp, you know, I'm a big muskie guy. Mm-hmm. I've been fishing them for most of the time. And but we're multi-species, Chauncey. So, you know, if you're not into muskie fishing, if you're into crappie, walleye, northern pike, you know, bass, we have it all here. There's 8 different species of fish you can fish for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just muskies.
No, it's not just muskies. It's and that's what makes it such a beautiful family get out, or a bunch of guys going out, or a bunch of ladies going out together. That's what you know. Whatever you do, this is what it said. And you know, you can do the American plan, and you can also do, as they say, Canadian, if you just want to grab a sandwich and go fishing for all day long. But trust me, we learn from the experts. Relax, have breakfast, go fishing, have lunch, go fishing, have dinner, go fishing.
Exactly. You know, those us muskie fishermen are pretty hardcore, and my wife kind of gets a little disappointed in me when I'm guiding, because, you know, we leave at 8 o'clock and usually get home around 5:30, and 6:30 I'm showing up at the dock, and I'm telling my guests, you better run in there because I'm going to get in trouble. You know, and yeah.
Well, you know, when you go up there, when you go to Young's Wilderness Camp, first of all, you're on an island.
Yes.
And to me, that's marvelous. And, you know, you go from the shore to the island. And once you get to the island, you do a little shakedown. You talk to the people, get them. And, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could be in a boat fishing.
Usually they are. Anybody new that comes to the camp, our D deal is to get them into their cabin, get their licenses, and then anybody new that comes to the camp, Chauncey, what I do is I take them out for a boat ride with a marked map of the species they're looking to, mm-hmm. to catch. So right off the bat, they're going to be fishing in areas where they're going to be catching some fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time with our guests to make sure they're oriented on the lake. You know, all our boats and motors, I mean, we're running G3 boats, and I don't know if I can say what kind of motors.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Yeah, it's Yamaha motors, 60s, yeah. And Lowrance, all
nice.
All new electronics, bow mount, trolling motor. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are beautiful boats.
Yeah.
And most of my guests are not fishing more than 10, 15 minutes from the island, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lake of the Woods is a huge lake.
Yeah.
But we're only fishing one small section. And my thing is to, you know, you don't have to drive for hours and hours to catch fish. You can catch fish by the island if you mm-hmm. want. And same as muskie fishing. I try to teach the guys that that I take out, you know, when I mark that map off, that it's very easy to catch muskies in the area once you learn it, or any species.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to fish. You know, you're talking about the island. One thing we do have on the island is electricity. So we don't have a generator.
Mm-hmm.
The lights don't go off at 10 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
It's, which makes it nice because you could have your personal computers up there to work. I would not know. But if you wanted to bring your computer, you could work on it.
Yeah, we have satellite Wi-Fi.
Very good.
You know, which is really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a lot of people, you know, they'll fish and they still have to do their business and take care of business. So, no problem with computers or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to tell people that you need to go to their website, Young's Wilderness Camp, because I think the two best salesmen I've ever seen in my life are the Muskie brothers, those two young lads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to take them out and guide them. It was so much fun, and they were so energized.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the energy coming off those two boys was just unbelievable, you know. And same as the dad. And we boated a lot of fish. We boated a lot of fish. Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. If you need to watch that video, and you're going to call them and make a reservation. I'm telling you right now. But, you know, and the food, you're going to gain weight if you eat all the food that's up there. It's truly remarkable. And like the guides, and then I was watching you do a shore lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Perry, I was drooling. I got my shirt is wet.
Well, I'll tell you what, as far as the cooking goes, my wife, Carol, is the cook,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you what, you will gain 10 pounds because we serve a buffet style. There's a full salad bar. You know, if you don't want to come back for lunch, like a lot of people don't,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to come back for lunch, there's homemade soup every day, you know, sandwich. A buffet bar, you build your own sandwiches, homemade soup, desserts. Yeah, you will gain 10 pounds.
Maybe I could get a job up there.
Yeah, I bet you could. From what I heard, you're a pretty handy man. So you just have to learn how to skin a couple of muskrats so we can make some good muskrat soup.
Yeah, just so you know, I used to trap muskrats.
I bet you did.
Oh, my God. Perry, and once again, it's Perry and Carol Young, and it is just a marvelous, it's a camp that I like because it's small, it's intimate. You could have 25 people, so you can go up there with your family or a couple of families, or if it's a group of guys or ladies, and I mentioned that before, because I know the women are enjoying fishing so much more, because I was taught by my mother to fish, and she would love to go out with a bunch of other women, but they weren't doing it then, you know? And
I'll tell you what, Chauncey, I have a husband and wife special, and I would say 30% of our guests are women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've had groups of just women coming up to fish and getting a guide and just, you know, in the evening they'd sit around the fire. We have a fire every night and just sit around and have a glass of wine and just enjoy themselves. I mean, the husbands always come home and brag about the good times they had in Canada, and then the women are thinking, what am I missing here, you know? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you got women. But, yeah, the husband and wife, lot of husband and wife that come up and fish. A wife doesn't have to cook and clean. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, she is just in her glory to be somewhere, and she can fish and not have to worry about nothing.
Right.
You know, the cabin's cleaned every day for them, and, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. You know, I mean, there's so much here, and I want, please, everybody, you need to do two things. One, go to their website, youngswildernesscamp.com. The other thing is, come to the Muskie Show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Come and if you can't find their booth, you come and find me. I'll bring you over there. But you need to just see, because to me, one of the things of going to a Canadian lodge, a Canadian camp, is the people that run it. And when the people that run it, you will feel like they are your cousins, your brother, your sister, but they're new, they don't yell at you like your brother or sister.
Well, that's true. Yeah, when I tell people get treated like family, if they knew how I treated my family, yeah.
But that's just that you get that feeling, that warm feeling that I want to come back next year. I want to come back the year after that. I want to get my buddy to come with me because it was a special feeling that I had when I came to Young's Wilderness Camp.
Well, it's personalized service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're speaking to the owner.
Yeah.
Or owners, my wife. You're speaking to me. You're not speaking to other people. You're not a number. Everybody's on a first name basis, and we get to know their birthdays and their anniversaries and all stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they get a fishing license, of course, it's included in the package. We know when birthdays are, and mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they have a surprise birthday, and, you know, they weren't even expecting something like that.
Right.
It's just the little things.
And I have to say, the other thing that sold me was when you look at their website, you could watch the sun up on one side of the island and run to the other side and watch sunset.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm there. Sign me up, everybody. I'm going.
No, I'll tell you what, where we're located on the island, we're surrounded by cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're very high. And as far as, like, our boats and our marina,
mm-hmm.
We're facing east. And we have a big north wall and an east wall and a north wall. And, you know, we can have rollers coming in front of the island, but there's not a ripple in our marina.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like a natural harbor. Yeah, it's beautiful. Exactly.
Well, you know, Perry, I want everybody to come to the Muskie Show this weekend, and because, you know, this is the place to find the show, this is the place to find Young's Wilderness Camp, and this is the place for you to learn how to enjoy time out in the North Woods where God created everything.
Yes, most certainly. You know, the show... you know, for somebody that's never been to a Muskie Show,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of information. They have seminars going all the time about little tips and tricks and stuff like that from the pros, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you come to the show and you see a lot of vendors selling stuff, but a lot of people come just for the seminars because there's a world of information there from the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of good vendors there, a lot of people that, you know, small mom-and-pop tackle shops,
mm-hmm.
and you're meeting some, you know, down-home country boys,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, people that took that building of lures
mm-hmm.
to something that they're very proud of,
yeah,
you know, and it's, you know, compared to buying something that's, you know, highly manufactured, you're talking to these guys that not only do they fish muskies, but they're building really top quality lures.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that it's something to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And like I said, those seminars, you know, from the pros, it's people just come for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can spend all day from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and listen nonstop to somebody talking about, you know, how to catch muskies.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an awesome show.
Well, I'm going to let you be, and I want everybody to come out this morning here on Saturday and come and see you, Young's Wilderness Camp here at the Muskie Show, and then you then come and find me, and we'll go back and talk to Perry and Carol some more about their camp, okay? Thanks for coming.
All right, buddy, you take care.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Your muskie and walleye trip of a lifetime is waiting for you with Whopper Stopper Guide Service, and it's close to home. Only a few hours away, and you're fishing with the number one muskie and walleye charter captain, Matt Feierstein. In April and May, Captain Matt will put you in the middle of the world's famous walleye run with millions of walleye in the Detroit River from 3 pounds to over 10. Then in June through mid-December, those Lake St. Clair muskie that stories are written about will test your skills, and the fish of a lifetime will be yours with Captain Matt. Stop in and see him at the Chicagoland Muskie Expo January 7th to the 9th at the Kane County Fairgrounds, or the Northern Illinois Sports Show January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Go to WhopperStopperMuskieCharters.com or call them at 610-999-7171. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one London low dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. The Muskie Expo and their new location on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 7th to the 9th, MuskieExpo.com. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at DiamondGhostCharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at LSSportsShow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Let's fish it.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you come on out to the Muskie Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds. That's right, the Kane County Fairgrounds out in St. Charles, Illinois. It's real easy. You could take Route 38. You could take North Avenue. Whatever you take west, go to Randall Road. Turn left from North Avenue. Turn right from Route 38, Roosevelt Road. And just, you'll see the sign on the left-hand side. It says Kane County Fairground. We're in the Robinson Building having way too much fun. Okay, so make sure you come on out there. Okay, let's talk about some fishing stuff going on. We got some, it's cold fishing stuff. And I mean, dress warm. And some ice is good, some ice isn't good. You need to always check the ice you walk out on. I don't care if you see people out there. You need to check the ice that's out there. It's very important. Okay, first of all, if the wind's blowing from the east, don't even look for perch. It's really poor when there's an east one. Remember that. Perch are active still on the south side of Chicago, 87th Street, stuff like that. You want to make sure. Navy Pier is also working pretty well, but you know what? If we get the weather's going to moderate, it's going to come up a little bit, so if there's any of that skim ice, it may blow out, it may get out of there. So just, you know, it'll be okay. But it's very important because so many lake trout and big jumbos are being caught. You need a long handle net. That's right, a long handle net, not a 3 foot. I'm talking a 6 foot long handle net to reach down there while, you know, you're fighting the fish. Somebody could lay on the rocks and stretch out and try to catch that fish for you. It's very, very important. If you're going to do it, I would definitely stay with Navy Pier, 87th, 89th Street, 95th Street. And if you have a boat, the Calumet River from the mouth up the river for a good distance. And there are some people going out on Lake Michigan on good weather days. And you better look like the Pillsbury Doughboy with so many clothes on because it's cold out there. Keep moving around to stay in those active fish. Cubby mini mites tipped with a minnow or a wax worm is pretty good. Single hook tipped with a minnow about 18 inches up from a split shot. I like to drag that along the bottom. Squid strips work real good, too, in that same rig. Can't go wrong with that on a crappie rig, too. Northwest Indiana, just check out the license plates on 87th Street. That'll tell you where the Indiana anglers are going looking for perch. Yeah, they are. Good numbers of them are there. But there are picking up a few fish in the streams in Northwest Indiana. Just because of the cold weather, a lot of people have stayed away from it. But those fish are there. It doesn't bother them. Just dress for the weather and you can do okay. Wren Lake. This report comes from our friends at the Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com.
oh, baby, it's cold down south for them. They're not used to as cold weather as we are. There's skim ice in a lot of the ponds and things like that. They've been getting rain and snow and all kinds of stuff down there. So just give it a few days, and it's going to improve down at Wren Lake. But go to WrenLake.com for more information about the great outdoors and everything that's happening down there. That's a very important thing. Chain of Lakes up here in northern Illinois. Shallow bays and backwaters, the Icemen have started to come out. It's like an old Flash Gordon movie, isn't it? The Icemen. And they're looking for first ice. And they're fishing in these conditions. You know, if you're on some of those backwaters, give yourself a lot of room between each other. You really, really, really should, okay? But speaking of better ice, let's talk about northern Wisconsin. Lake Mendota, wind broke up the shore ice. And, you know, it's going to come back real fast. The wind broke it up, pushed it out. It's going to come back, and it's going to be good again. It should refreeze probably by Sunday or Monday, I would think would be some of your better days to get out there. Lake Delavan, few crappies and pike are being caught in the inlet, but it's a little bit slow going right now. It could improve, but it just isn't. Okay. Vialis County, about 9 inches of ice on most bodies of water. Tip-ups are doing very well for pike, and I mean a lot of pike are being caught. Mid-depth ranges, walleye, they're a little bit closer to the bottom. They like that because they're pulling any kind of warmth from the bottom mud. The water's a little cooler than the mud, so that's where they're sitting. They're not stupid fish. Lake Poygan, don't you love that name? About 8 inches of ice right now. White bass early in the morning, and then it, like, dropped off about 8 in the morning. You know, you're fishing before dark, before sunup, and then you're fishing in the sunup, and then they're gone. That's a tough one to go with. Lake Ogebic in the UP. Yeah, hey there, my friends. I love you guys up there. Travel conditions are in good shape on the ice. They're using quads, snowmobiles to get out on the lake. Some good reports of walleyes in the bays. Anglers moving out into the deeper water and in search of both walleye and perch. That's a good sign. Jigging minnows are using suckers on tip-ups for walleye and working wigglers and spikes to catch those fish. Man, I can't go wrong with any of that in my mind. Yeah, I'm getting excited. Hayward, walleye move deep. Tip-ups are still producing fish, but pike are all over the place. And I do mean they're all over the place. So just keep that up, and you'll find those pike. Those fish are going to be very good to catch. All right? West Michigan, some parts of West Michigan got hit by over a foot of snow. That's why my grandson Aiden's fishing report's not going on right now, because his mama, my daughter, said, you're not going fishing because it's too dangerous to be out on the roads. Remember that. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. Whoa. I can hear the flute. That means it's coming to the end of the show, and I leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one goes along with the season. It says, if we had no winter, spring would not be so pleasant. If we had no winter, spring would not be so pleasant. Oh, how very true. We look forward to those first warm days. We're out at the Kane County Fairgrounds this week for the Muskie Expo and next week for the Lake County Northern Illinois Outdoor Show. Check them all out. Let's have some fun. Okay, and please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, and the fish. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.